and with captain of the Billingham Stars, Michael Elder. Mikey, a game there, to be honest, where us in the commentary position thought you'd had witness on the back foot and we thought you were going to take the points.
Yeah, no, I think it was... we know coming into this game that, in all fairness, we knew that there was two good goalies on show today, do you know what I mean? Harrison and Tommy have probably been the standout class all season, based on games played and save percentage, and we knew that was probably the two best goalies in the league going against each other that night. So we know back there, and I know Widnes know that when they're in the goal, you're going to have a chance to win every night. We know that Widnes, when we were down here last time, they like to come out hard. They like to get you on the back foot early, momentum. So we knew we had to start strong, and we did. We weathered that. We weathered that storm for the first 5-10 minutes, and I thought we were the better team. And we got that goal lead. They pulled it back, and we got 2-1. And going to third period, we were in a really, really, really good position. And I think tired legs, and in the third period, Widnes were clinical. That was the difference. We had plenty of chances, breakaways. Harrison made a few good saves, but Widnes were clinical, and we know that if we make those mistakes, then we're going to pay for it.
Well, like you say there, I think it was a testament to both sets of teams and the forwards there that literally you had to really start playing top draw hockey to even get a puck near or towards the net.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's quite small ice here, so you're not going to get those rink wide passes and that clean hockey. You've got to get it deep. You've got to wear the D down, and we would try to do that tonight. We just were clinical, and that was the difference.
Now, man of the match was Patrick Grigors. He had an outstanding game. He seemed to be a little bit of a thorn in the side of Widnes.
Yeah, Paddy's been the same for us all season. He's really stepped up and been a leader back there on the decor. Still a young lad, but he plays like 6'4".
And ultimately, as well, and we have mentioned this in the commentary before. A lot of people that watch Drop the Puck will have known we've covered the likes of the Stars before, and they'll know now that usually you would be sitting maybe higher in the table. We've been through it before. It is a changing and evolving Stars now. As a long-standing member and a bit of a stalwart at the Stars, what's it like to watch this new blood coming through and the ability to bring in?
Yeah, it's good to see. Really good. I think we've had a good few years. First, second, when it was us and Solway going for the title. And we've had some good imports over the years that have been great at putting the puck in the net. This year, due to obviously ongoing world circumstances, COVID, we decided we have got a good crop of juniors coming through. So why not give them the ice time? Do you know what I mean? And they've stepped up. Everyone's going to make mistakes in this league. Otherwise, we wouldn't be playing this league. But that's just the learning part of the game. And we've got some really good talent. Tommy Spraggan, he's been magnificent for us this year at the back. And you wouldn't think this is his second year in senior hockey. It looks like he's been playing 6 years out there. So no, it is positive for the future. I think a lot of people wrote us off at the start of the year. And I think going into this game, we were the best form team in the league. We know how to win games. And like I said, we know that with Tom in the net, that on any night, when he's playing like he was tonight, we've got a chance to win. He's been magnificent for us. We've just got to keep our heads up now. Who knows? We don't know what the standings are. It could be results. We might play Widnes in the playoffs.
Well, I was literally about to say you've got to have one eye on the fact that you could see Widnes again in the playoffs.
Absolutely. I think Widnes, obviously, they've secured that third spot tonight. First year in the league, they've done well. They've put together a good squad. Richie has. But we know how to win, and we believe we can beat any team. And from anywhere down, from Scimitars to Solihull to Blackburn to us, there's 1 point in it. So these last two or three games, however many, and even Nottingham are creeping up that table again. They're in the similar position to us, that they've got a good young talent coming through. So there's no easy games out there, and we know that, and we've just got to push hard in these last three games. We've got tough last three games. We've got Solway next week and Widnes at home, and then it's the Warriors, so that's a local derby that everyone likes to get up for. But no, we're spirits are high, and we've just got to keep going.
Well, mate, we wish you and the Stars the best of luck for the rest of the season, and hopefully we will catch you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Pô, Forsyth in Widnes after a very hard fought and tough in the end 5-2 loss to Widnes Wild tonight. Breaks a little spell that we've had of really good results, especially away from home, and being 2-1 up at the end of the second as well. You must feel more than disappointed coming out with on the end of a loss.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when we came out 0-0 at the end of the first, we thought we were in a good position at that point in time. Get your bus legs out the way and we crack on from there. Obviously, at the end of the second period, 2-1 up, think, we're well within it here. And boys were really positive, but just didn't quite happen in the third period, 4-0 period. And, you're never going to win a game when you have that.
I think it's fair to say that there's maybe a few tired legs going into that final period. The under-18s have had a tough weekend as well. They played last night. They had a conference event on Friday night. So maybe some tired legs and some tired minds out there.
Yeah, probably, because it's not only that they played, they're travelling to Hull and then back, and then they travel to Telford and then back, and then obviously down to here. So it does play a part. Obviously they're young, and I still think that all the young ones played well. But I think collectively as a team, we just didn't quite get it done in the third period. I thought we gave up far too many real good chances. Tom made some great saves for us again and kept us in the game the whole way. And we just backed off that little bit. We gave them too many, as they started cycling around or just moving around and players, we just lost track of them some of the times, and as a result, they're in the back of our net.
Well, that top line for Widnes really did come good for them in that third period, and it's something that we're going to have to watch out for. We've got these guys again next week in our own barn. Have you picked up anything that you're going to be working on specifically about especially about that top line?
Yeah, I mean, that top line's good. They're always going to create lots of good chances, and they move the puck very quick. So it's the speed of transition that they do, and that's the thing that we need to be able to adjust. And then also you find that the players never standing still. So anybody who's on defending that, they've got to be switched on all of the time, and I think that's the bit that we can actually get better. Be aware of that quick transition, and also make sure we close them down early doors, and make sure when we've got a man, we've really got him, we stay with him.
Well, I think it's important to point out we were missing a couple of really key players tonight. Ben Davison missing at the back, and he's an old head amongst very young shoulders, so that influence was missing. Also, Callum Wilkinson up front. So we've had to plug a few gaps tonight, and we've really missed them.
Yeah, I mean, we're always going to miss players' experience like that. Obviously, Callum, on top of that, has been playing well on our top line, and he works well with Mikey and Sykesy, so him not being there caused a bit of an issue. Who are we going to put? However, I thought Alex Preston stepped up to the plate real well for us tonight, and that's good for us moving forward, that you can see somebody can jump into that position, and once they're given that opportunity. Obviously, Stu Jackson and Ben on that third line as well, younger players coming through, and they're getting a chance for ice time, and they're only going to just develop more as they come through. So yes, we miss Ben and Callum, and we hopefully will have them back next weekend, and we'll crack on from there.
Well, we'll look ahead to next weekend. We've got a trip to the league champions, Solway, on Saturday, and then we've got these guys back in our barn on Sunday. The playoffs are looming. Is it a case of just keeping that momentum going and building something towards the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, we've done that over the last, five or six games. We've been on a real good run. And I spoke to you before then, saying we need to be in playoff hockey mode, and that's what we need to be. Never giving up. And obviously the third period tonight was disappointing for us, but I'm hoping we're going to be able to learn from that, to just go, hold on, we don't want to go back to that by leaking a lot of goals in a period at any point in time. We've got to be able to rally. So it's more of that we'll continue working on everything in training. The boys are working real hard every week, and they're listening to what we say, and I think we're getting better and better as a team, and hopefully that continues on as we run, obviously, to the end of the season and the playoffs.
Well, as you say, we pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off. We go again next week. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Right. this is a bit of a turnaround for these guys. I'm speaking to Drop the Pucks, Ben and Gary. It's a pleasure always to come down here and see you. And as neutral observers of the Morally Conference this year, I wanted to ask you guys, how has it been for you and who stood out? What's your thoughts been?
I think the big thing for me is there has no been, there's not been a particular standout team. The whole league has literally stood out as a whole. Just like, I think it most of the interviews we've done, and obviously people who have watched them and will have seen them, and yourself, you'll have noticed, any team on the night, if they are up for it, can take points from anyone. And because there's been no certainty, every time you roll up, you don't know what you're getting. So every game's been its own bag of mixed tricks, and it's made for great entertainment.
It's true. I mean, what he just said, then, you don't, from week to week, you don't know what you're going to get. It's been an interesting season because, obviously, we've been based at Widnes this year doing their games, and we've seen each team come in, and we thought Widnes were going to struggle a little bit, and they seem to have held their own. They've got the count themselves and finished quite well third. I would say they're going to finish, isn't it? Whitley, you kind of expect that because they've always been there and thereabouts. Billingham, again, we said it in the intro to our show for this game against Wild, that we find them in the unusual position of being in the lower end of the table. But again, it just gives support to what you're saying. This is, anybody can win on the day, can't they? It's been an upside down season, isn't it, really?
I think it's a testament across the league that even with developing teams, which is the word we've used, Billingham, Nottingham, even to an extent Blackburn were developing early on because they were thrown together in essence pre-season, and I think that the first time they got to play team hockey together was the streaming series, which was four games. You can't gel as a team. I know you've got training in between, but it takes time, and you know, you're developing bonds and ways of playing together and understanding, and for them to come out like they have and put on the performance they have, it's been unreal, right from obviously Solway and Whitley at the top down to the likes of your Nottinghams, Blackburns, Billinghams towards the lower half. It's been, I can't put it in words, I can't pay enough money to watch this at the moment.
Yeah, it's been good life. And I think the thing for most teams and for most viewers for Drop the Puck, we know, and obviously people that go to watch the games, coming out of COVID, every team was different. It was weird to see, it was interesting to see how teams were going to come out of it, what how it's affected them in which way, because some players have just not come back for whatever reason. But again, this is where this season, I think a lot of teams have looked at their youth, haven't they, and given this an opportunity. And it's been really good and exciting.
Well, you guys have been based here at Widnes, and as you've already said, they've surprised a lot of people. They've won a cup. They've secured third place tonight, and I think that's a lot higher than a lot of people had them down for. Playoffs are just around the corner. What do you think they can do?
Well, they love the silverware. Widnes do love their silverware. I mean, every time we film them or cover them in our tournament or in our game streaming series, stuff like that, they just seem to like getting their silverware, and they pull it out the back. But again, you know, it's like soccer, really. It's who wants it more on the day. If somebody wants it more, they'll take it, won't they?
Widnes have got this adaptability. So when it comes down to the crunch and it matters, and especially if it is for silverware, they find this whole other level and other gear that they don't normally show in the league. However, I'd say this season, there's a few teams that have pushed them very close to having to shift into that. Solway, Billingham, Whitley. It's... Well, Wild have got this sort of essence about them where going into the season, they had a lot of the Leeds Knights players that were icing in their streaming series, and everyone was like, oh, it's just for the series, they won't stick around, there's not much you can do. But Rich Hagger has a magic that he, I don't know what it's, what he's got, it's something in the water, but he's able to keep players and bring other players of similar ilk and calibre in, and that then means that he's got great building blocks to work on. Now, you look at the team that they're putting out, and it's ex-Aces, ex-Jets, you know, all Laidler teams that have stepped up and, you know, or players that have stepped up from the other squads. And he's just the magic piece to whatever he's used to stick them all together. It's just working a treat, and I think it's a testament not only to Rich, but obviously the coaching staff behind the scenes as well. And every player in that locker room, I could probably say, buys into his mantra and his play style, and it suits them all.
I tell you who I fancy in the playoffs, though, and you shouldn't write them off, Nottingham. They can pull a game out when they want to, and they're a real dark horse team, so I'd keep an eye on them, you know.
They are the form team, or one of the form teams. They've just come from nowhere, I think. I think Billingham might be one of the only teams that's managed to get four results out of them this year. So I absolutely agree with that. I think, though, looking at it realistically, is it possible to look beyond Solway? They've just been so good this season.
They have been good. Yeah. I mean, but saying that, though, Widnes have beaten them, haven't they? When we've seen them beat them. Did they play them in one of the streaming series?
I believe so, they did. Yeah. And they've taken them to overtime as well.
Yeah.
As much as it's been about the forwards and the goal scorers and all the razzmatazz and the big show, I think this season, a lot of the netminders need to be put in the spotlight. Yeah, yeah. Because it's a lot of those guys, your Hadfields, your Walkers, your Browns, that have kept their teams in this game. And it's hard to say. Solway, they've got the form, they've got the motion, but there's too many banana skins in the way.
I mean, so tonight's game, Brown, that guy was pulling out some amazing saves. And I was like, we'd said it, didn't we, after the commentary with George Ferret, and we just said, what an absolutely brilliant game to watch as a fan. It had everything in it, but the most important thing was some people like some games can be boring, but when it's got action like that and two great netminders stopping the goals from going in, couldn't ask for any more, really.
Well, you could argue that this season's been a transitional season for everybody with post-COVID and everything. So looking forward to next season, who's your watch out for that? I know it is quite a few months away yet, but you've seen these teams develop over the year and gel as the season's gone on. Have you got any inkling as to who might sort of surge to the front next season?
Do you know, we've talked about it already, but the way Matt Bradbury and Glosson that are running Nottingham down there, you've got standout players, Louis Newell, Zach Yokoyama, and we already saw, they lost a couple of their young players early on to the elite teams and that. I think Nottingham might surprise a lot of people. They might pull something out of the bag.
They've got to keep hold of them players, though.
That's a big thing. Billingham. They've held their own, and this is as I was saying with Mike Elder in his interview before. You've got the old guys there, Chris Sykes, Mike Elder, and a couple of the others that, when it comes down to crunch time, they can carry a little bit of the weight. But those kids are quite capable of carrying the weight on their own shoulders as well, as demonstrated tonight. And they're really young. I mean, we mentioned it in the commentary. Some of those defensemen are.
Well,
21.
The oldest one was 21, wasn't
it? Yeah. You know, you got Bradden out there, 16. That's a future of hockey. This league's got a hell of a lot to look forward to.
Yeah. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, gents, and getting your thoughts on the season. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what the playoffs have to offer, and not just at this level either. It'll be interesting to see both the Laidlaw and the Nationals, as well as our own league. So, lots of hockey still to come.
Well, yeah, hopefully. We can't get enough of it. By the way,
consider it done. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.